the changing isn't free. You've read it in the tea leaves and the tracks are on TV. Beware the Savage Joe, 1984. They'll spit your pretty cranium and fill it full of air and tell you that you're 80, but rather you
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, May 11th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported. Please donate whatever is manageable, folks, but remember, in this day and age, we can't even expect free speech unless it's supported by we, the people. And there are many ways you can do that. You can use PayPal right on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in that donation, cash, check, money order, payable to RBN, mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We greatly appreciate it, folks. And from what I understand, we've still had a bit of a decrease in average monthly donations since last autumn, since the passing of our founder, John Stadmiller. And so please, folks, if you could step it up a notch, now would be a good time. If you're newcomers, anyone out there for that matter, who's considered donating a monthly recurring donation, this would be an ideal is not even the proper word, a necessary time period to start doing that, folks, because we have these musical singing nutcases out there planning to just completely stomp down on all free speech in the future. You can see it on the horizon now. And we need to double down our efforts in this being a self-supported. Sure, that's great. We have commercial sponsors. I hope that continues. But we also need the fallback of enough listener support, where we can't be threatened, the advertisers can't be threatened away. We need a fail safe, and that is you tuning in right now. You're the fail safe. So let's try to make that happen a little more, folks, please. Let's continue what John Stadmiller saw as necessary and laid down the groundwork. We have to continue in those footsteps. This is not something that will ever end, where suddenly you can wake up and trust a nanny state. it's just something that is not possible in nature. Okay, so I have to once in a while give the long version there because we need your donations. Please help out to ensure RBN continues broadcasting this uncensored content well into the future. I do have with me today a regular co-host here on Beyond the Official Narrative, none other than Stephen Supremacist Whitener. Terrorist Stephen Domestic. No, whoa, Stephen Douglas Whitener. There, got it. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Richard. Hello, fellow thought criminals out in RBN listener land. Yeah, this. I really do like that this platform gives us access to listeners who can call back and disagree with us or point out where we're wrong and whatnot. And that gives people of a like mind an opportunity to network all around the country and across the pond for that matter, too. So this is a really vital resource. I'm really glad that it's here. I'll echo what you were saying about RBN and thank Mike and Julie and Sam and the people that make it possible for us again.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for that sentiment, terrorist Stephen Domestic.
And we are all thought criminals. That's it. It's just so infuriating when you see what if you just go along with the woke, quote unquote, woke agenda, the Western civilization destroying mindset that the Democratic lefter leaning part of the Democratic Party became, and then it just took over all of it. It became this totalitarian woke, you know, that just, unless you agree with that, then you can get away with all kinds of crimes and just, you're oppressed and, you know, may even give you some reparations for all them things that your family have been through years ago. But if you're a white, straight Christian male, especially with a family and children, you are care enough about your children's education to show up at the school board meeting, then you are not only a thought criminal, but you are a domestic terrorist. And that's the world we live in today. And it sounds like a comic book sketch from the 80s or something, you know, some Saturday Night Live skit. But that's the world I live in today. And that's it smacks me in the face sometimes when I get up and I have to remember that's what's going on. I mean, because most of the people I run into don't act that way. You know, I've been out and interact with people. I just, you know, people are people, you know, kindness and respect goes a long way. Howdy, how you doing? Excuse me, thank you, you know, and all that. I don't know if that's a local thing or not, but I can get along with most people. It's just this agenda that they, you know, that's at the heart of everything with the media and the courts where January 6th people are still languishing in there for just their speech, for free speech, just what we were talking about, for saying something and supposedly being in the wrong place at the wrong time and held as political prisoners to this day. Oh, and Trump hasn't done say anything about it. You know, he doesn't refer, he doesn't even give him a shout out. That's like, that really turns me off to Trump more than anything else, even more so, I think, even than him. I could understand him being fooled by the vax people once. They fooled me once too, okay? But I woke up, he needs to wake up too. But there's no excuse for that. That's just, that has to do with loyalty and what, you know, what color your soul is kind of thing. It just, you don't turn on people who supported you like that. You know, people that you could have called out and just ignore them. That not if, and unless he's being threatened or something, but I don't see, you know, he doesn't act that way. He said Pfizer were his biggest supporters at one of his rallies recently too. That they were there, and that's just yeah.
Well, that's not a gold star for Trump, no, is it? Now, but of course, right now we had been saved from the white supremacist Trump administration. We have Biden administration excellence over here. The inflation is so bad, we have to remember that nonetheless we're sending unlimited U.S. dollars to the Ukraine. You know, we have had a press conference recently, evidently, where Joe Biden actually did admit, you know, in his phrasing of things, his administration is responsible for runaway inflation. And so we need to play that far and wide, you know, the clips of that. Anyone who's trying to help the opposition, not that that's going to solve everything, but we certainly need, and it's inevitable, this red wave. You know, they've been going against nature, so pedal to the metal in every way, every topic lately, Stephen, and it's just nuts. But yeah, we've had also Biden signing an order allowing infinity weapons to Ukraine. Now, what are infinity weapons, Stephen?
I'm not familiar. A certain category. With that phrase.
All right, I think it's a certain category of the U.S. weapons, you know, infinity weapons, certain type, you know, certain you know, issue, yeah, that they have of whatever. They have their little names, but you know, the amount of money that's being sent there is just sick. I mean, what, we had Biden wanted $33 billion more for Ukraine, and Congress hiked it up to $40 billion. And, of course, the obvious question, who benefits? Certainly not the American people, Stephen.
No, definitely $40 billion. I was confused as to the amount last night, but isn't this like the second or the third time they've sent money? How much does Israel get in a year either? This looks to me like Ukraine really is becoming the greater Israel. It's this I forgot the man's name who talked about the greater Israel there, this rabbi. I've seen a video interview of him, and when you show the map, it extends as far as into Ukraine. And it just, there you go. We're treating it just like Israel, sending them all our money and weapons and, you know, fighting their war and all that. It's just, it's amazing.
The time is now if we want any sort of substantial pushback. I mean, there's this one a video I've been meaning to check out. It's linked over at Activist Post. The Fourth Industrial Revolution and the Great Reset. They will take everything. And just from the title, it seems like something I'd like to give a chance to check out the videographer's work there. But it's true. You know, we have some pushback to some of what's increased recently. I mean, there are 20 states now who are threatening legal action over this Ministry of Truth. You know, this board, this disinformation board, whatever you want to call it. It's just so Orwellian. I can't believe we're even talking about this as something that actually already is occurring, not something that we're predicting for the dystopian future, you know. But
I saw a video Ron Paul slayed that Ministry of Truth. I mean, he's not perfect, but he really stood out and just, you know, destroyed it in this interview with them. I think it was Jesse Waters on Fox News that was interviewing him, and I forgot the exact phrase that he used, but it basically was that freedom of speech, and you had to be able to debate one another. You didn't proclaim truth. It the record that these people have with the Steele dossier, and that was just a complete bogus disinformation campaign, and this proven in the public eye to be so, and they can't even acknowledge that. How do they expect for anyone to, you know, put stock in what they say? Even the most clueless NPC is going to know what, you know, they don't know what they're talking about, you know.
Right.
The Ministry of Truth, yeah.
And of course, this disinformation czar, Nutter Nina Jankowicz, she's now demanding the power to edit other people's tweets. So, I mean, how is it's no longer their words if you edit it? I mean, come on, this is just that's just complete insanity. And of course, well, old Elon, we're supposed to wait like, I guess, a few weeks for the paperwork to settle, the dust to settle on all this ink drying and shuffling of documentation. So he'll actually be able to start control. That's why nothing's changed yet over there. And we'll see how much does. I mean, there's a story that Jeremy shared with us. Jeremy, I don't know how much we actually discussed it in the shows we did, but it was asking, well, Jeremy was saying, you know, do I really care if Elon's inviting Trump back to Twitter? You know, I mean, after everything that we've seen from Trump to this point, and, you know, you're talking about Pfizer. Yeah, he's the fast track self-crediting, you know, back patting company man, right? So
yeah.
I mean, I don't know, that seemed to the fact Big Pharma, not just Israel, was that much have with him in his back pocket, that really was telling, and it made me back off the not that I was too pro Trump ever, but and we had a comment about the Fed that Biden dared mention. I guess inflation threat starts with the Fed. Can't believe he's even daring to go there. But he's so, I mean, yeah, you know, he can let a lot slip these days that they don't even mean for him to, of course, Stephen. I saw this story about Ukrainian territories that are Russian captured they're going to be asking for permission to join Russia soon. This is according to the Russian state media agency, RIA Novosti is reporting that. But so, yeah, Russian captured Ukrainian territories will soon ask to join Russia. And, you know, how is that going to go over for the narrative of continuing to flood money into there for the resistance? The resistance.
Yeah. It sounds like Putin has achieved his military objectives if that happens. But They're practically cutting off Ukraine from the Black Sea as well. I saw articles today about how much grain was being exported, attempting to be exported out of the country through the EU by rail and truck, because there no access to the ports now. And that they predict, we're predicting that this 6 months from now, especially in Ukraine, there would be a huge, huge food shortage. Another famine. They were talking about it's going to be the whole world, it looks like, with all of the attack on this, all these attacks on the food supply, but even more so in Ukraine. That's just, it's just tragic what's happening there. They've turned Ukraine into the new Syria. There's no way to run a world, man. Come on. I don't know how to put it. It just sickens me to see all these people suffering. For what? There's got to be a better way than that.
Evidently, there was a Sky News interview which had to be cut short after mention of Zelensky posting soldier with an SS insignia. Suddenly, damage control, everyone's got orders flooding through their in-ear microphones on air. And
we discussed,
it's such a warped premise, mm-hmm. the whole idea of these Zionist, quote unquote neo-Nazis.
Yeah, that picture at the Wailing Wall was in my head, whether it's photoshopped or not, and it's just the guy with the swastika on the back of his neck and the little cap on. It's like a paradox, oxymoron. I don't know what to call that. It's just so crazy to see that doesn't make any sense. It must be some alternate reality we're living in now, or whatever. I never ever thought I would see that in my lifetime. It just doesn't make sense,
But again, they're weaponizing like critical race theory, even like LGBT and Roe versus Wade, all these things they're weaponizing right now against us as distractions, the war propaganda, and just adding to the inflation. But the inflation, the food shortages, which are engineered, and the fuel shortages, also linked to the engineered scam of the CO2, CO2 scam, I'll just call it, mm-hmm. Those are our biggest, long-term concerns. Everything else be damned. Our food, our fuel, and just the spending power of our hourly wage or however you make your income. This is very serious, and we're not getting out of this anytime soon. They want to clamp down more. And that's why, perspectives like that video, I'll refer to it again. Is what we need to keep focused on. The Fourth Industrial Revolution and the Great Reset, they will take everything. You can find that video at activistpost.com. And, they're in it for all the marbles this time, because they know the amount of information's out with the internet and the amount that is already in the public discourse of the corruption. There's not much time left unless they clamp down and clamp down hard. And that's what we're seeing, on a centralized global scale. Nothing short of your craziest dystopian sci-fi novels from your childhood, Stephen.
I saw from the EU and in the UK that there's this AI that's coming online to censor tweets, just like you said, that this Jankowicz wanted to edit our tweets, that this AI would edit what you wrote in real time, much the way that the Google ThoughtSpeak program that we touched on the other day, that would edit out the gendered what they considered anachronistic old ways of speaking and put the new speak in. And the same thing now, in addition to misinformation and hate speech as well, AI is going to determine what those are now.
On with the new speak, Stephen.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with co-host Stephen Douglas Whitener. And it's reported now that in Australia, citizens of Victoria are reportedly banned from growing their own food. Dan Andrews, Premier of Australia's state of Victoria, with many ties, which he has to the CCP and World Economic Forum, Chris Black notes in this article, is passing a bill that reportedly restricts Australians' ability to grow food. Take this with a pinch of salt. You know, there's a 200-page bill to mull through, which is being linked there. But it's, let's see, so far, those analyzing it are suspecting it's not an outright ban on growing food, but introduces severe restrictions that equate to a functional ban, you know, something along those lines. Of course, this whole thing of not being allowed to collect rainwater in different parts of the U.S. has been so absurd, you know, or any sort of water you happen to have on your property. It's supposed to not be yours, you know, even if it's on your property. And this is all beholden to the corporations. You know, in the case of water, companies like Nestle and their lobbying, of course. But, you know, it looks like we have a caller already. Charlie in Florida. Hey, Charlie, how's it going today?
It's going pretty good, Richard. How are you?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Looking forward looking forward to joining you in your state, becoming a Floridian. I'll be arriving, 3 weeks from today in the evening.
Oh, wonderful. Where are you going to be settling down at?
I'm going to be in the St. Petersburg area.
Oh, yeah, that's a good area. I used to live over there. Yeah, I like that area a lot. Yeah.
Great.
It's a real nice area there. The reason why I'm calling in is I wanted to ask you, actually, I heard you mention something of some of the news on what's going on in Ukraine, and I didn't catch it all. I'd like to hear what you had to say about it, about the war going on over there. I've been hearing that we're winning, but, you know, I mean, when I say we, I mean, I should qualify that. I don't mean the United States. I mean that the good forces, Russia, which I believe is on the side of right this time, but, you know, that can be debatable. But the point is that I believe that the Russians are winning over there. I've heard they've even going into Kiev, but I've been having a hard time finding good current news on what's going on over there. And I just wanted to hear what you were talking about again, and see what maybe find some other sources I could find. Or finding news over there.
Yes, sir. I mean, I'll definitely refer you here to Stephen Whitener as well. But what I mentioned earlier was out of Zero Hedge. Russian captured Ukrainian territories will soon ask to join Russia. But this is according to the state media. The state media over in Russia, RIA Novosti, a news agency in Russia, state-run, is reporting this. For the first time on Wednesday, they reported that the Russian military occupied in southern Ukraine, the city of Kherson, will soon petition the Kremlin to become part of the Russian Federation. Stephen is better at tracking down all of the war analysis and finds a lot of great independent websites. He could probably recommend a few to you, and let's hear his thoughts.
Yeah, thanks, Richard. Yeah, Charlie, I look at southfront.org for some things. They seem to be pretty objective, and I've followed their reports for about 10 years, I would say. And they're crowdfunded, independent. And there's another website for war news that I'll look to, although it does have a slant toward the Greek point of view, because I have to translate it from Greek to English. It's War News 24/7, Greek War News 24/7 there. Yeah. You've heard of that one?
Yeah, I have that one. I've already gone to that one a few times. The first one, what was the name of that again?
The first one is southfront.org, southfront.org.
Okay. And
it's not as easy to access. Yeah, go ahead.
Stephen, do you still like Mint Press as well?
I go there and antiwar.com too sometimes.
Okay, Mint Press, MINTPRESS. They're pretty good.
And if you have Telegram, there's some channels in there that I follow to look to see what's happening in Donbass and Ukraine. There's one called Donbass Insider, and there's this guy, Texas Bentley. I think it's Bill Texas Bentley, who's
Russell.
Texas has been living. It's Russell. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Well, see, this is great. See, this is why we need the listeners and the platform here, so we can get all of these sources out to everybody. that's great. Yeah. You've got it.
I love a lot of the same ones I follow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's one more
good.
I can think of. There's one called The Saker, S-A-K-E-R. Mm-hmm. You might check that out. THESAKER.IS.
Well, I'm so glad to hear it, because I knew that about the them asking to go in to join the Russian Federation like that. And I'm like you. I don't know how the Biden administration, how these people, how they're going to spend this stuff. From what I understand, Russia's moving into Kiev now. Now, I don't know if that's true.
I'm sorry, Charlie, hold on. We'll keep you on the line. We got the break. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
And it's time we left Blue Cities today, folks. Welcome back to Beyond the Official Narrative here on RBN. Richard Carey here with Stephen Douglas Whitener, and we have Charlie in Florida on the line. And Charlie, yeah, so you're mentioning how, yeah, it seems like as much as they're not reporting it much in the West, Russia is effectively winning, and it seems like the citizens will be okay with that. And so, yeah, how is this going to continue with all this ridiculous funding we're sending over there, not benefiting Americans one bit?
Well, they blow it up as soon as it gets there. I mean, Russia's blown up about three. I know they've blown up, I think, two I know of those warehouses that we've sent arms and all that stuff over there and all that money that we're sending over there. And they store it in these.
Yeah, I've heard that reported. Yeah, Michael Rivero kept reporting that quite a few times that, yeah, most of it is getting destroyed before it's even used. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just burning our money up over here, you know. And we don't have another thing I've heard. I think I heard it on Michael Rivera, but it may have been somewhere else. But we have sent over, we had a certain type of missile. I don't know what type that was. But we don't have any reserves of it. We sent over a whole bunch of our stuff, but we don't have anything in reserve. So now we're emptying our stockpiles to send over there to Ukraine, which doesn't make any sense. I guess Biden's just going to spend. He'll have to increase more spending to resupply our missiles and stuff like that over here. But what he's doing is ridiculous. And I mean, here I was talking about this the other day. Here's something that's totally missing out of this Biden administration. There's no peace process. I don't know. I mean, whenever you have a, whenever we're involved in a war, a foreign war, we usually try to set up some type of peace process negotiations between the parties. The Biden administration hasn't done that, which tells me that they're all about the war. They're not about any kind of peaceful resolution or trying to bring peace between the Ukraine and, you know, Russia, any of that stuff, trying to negotiate things like that, which is the way the United States has always worked in the past. But we don't have any of that going on here. None of it. It's just all about, we're going to fight this war. It's going to take us a long time, yada, 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 you know.
What, Stephen, do you want to comment?
Yeah, it's there's no definable victory goal here. The goal, there is no goal for the war. It's meant not to be won, just to be continuous and continue to be used as a tool to rule with and exploit and extract resources from the public. That it's a racket. I mean, war is a racket. It's like everything these days is a racket. But you know, that war has been the racket for the longest time.
I think they want to drain. I think they want to increase inflation. You know, create more poverty in the U.S. Devalue the dollar as much as possible with any and every means. So I think Ukraine has multiple objectives. They're able to further that agenda, and they can demonize Putin for all the carnage, regardless. You know, with their disinformation czar.
And they can keep our farms from getting any more, you know, fertilizer, and we can't get any more wheat or any of that stuff that they ship out of Ukraine. You know, I don't know. They're trying to starve us into submission here. I don't know what I think it's this is a big part of this World Economic Forum stuff. I think we'll own nothing and we'll be happy, you know.
Yeah, and anyway. Then the GMO food farms bought by Gates, farmers taught paid not to crop, not to plant, to plow them under, even in a lot of cases. Just ridiculous things like that have been going on for a few years building up to this. So this is just, everything now is just like the final phase of the attack on our food.
Destroy all our chickens. Go ahead, Steve. Yeah.
I've heard several people say that this mRNA technology is being used in huge greenhouses that grow lettuce and stuff like that. And I haven't seen proof of that, but that in itself, just if that's can be proven, that's just that's like the nail in the coffin there. It's like, what? You know,
and then the
surreptitiously too, it would not be, they are introducing all of these altered genes with the mosquitoes. I see that they're releasing those periodically, and even the mainstream media covers those genetically altered mosquito releases. But
we also have the attack on the property, you know, the ability to own your own home, BlackRock and Vanguard and this whole agenda, yes. That and the food agenda. Well, and the inflation, really. They'll bring in their digital currencies. But I don't know. Florida does seem like it's a good holdout for people who are still patriotic thinking. I know DeSantis is, I guess, the best you can get from a governor right now, as much as he's beholden to Israel. And some things are just kind of shoddy, like, you know, just how little he was pushing back with the sexualization of the children. You know, I mean, what, protecting under, like, fourth grade and under? I mean, oh, come on, that was a token gesture. But I don't know, what are your thoughts locally there? You think Florida is, you know, a good role model for more states to just get more serious about taking back their sovereignty?
Absolutely. Yes, I do. Florida's been first in a lot of things. Earlier on, we were first in the masks and saying no to the masks nonsense, you know, and all this stuff. I hope to God we continue to protect our children, you know, in these schools. These schools have gone off the rails. I mean, they've gone completely off the rails. If I lived in another state and I had to, there's no way I would send my child to a public school. There's just no way. I think Florida's a good state. And, of course, we're getting a lot of New Yorkers constantly moving down, but they're mostly going into the Miami area and down in that area. I say New Yorkers, I mean a lot of the, super liberals. But most of the state is pretty conservative and Republican. Still good Southern people, you know. I like the South. Always been a lover of the South.
Yeah, Stephen can even relate.
Save your Dixie cups for the South shall rise again.
Amen, brother. Amen. That war of... I never did go for that Civil War, man. I'll tell you the truth. No. The war of Northern aggression, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why we weren't fighting. The South wasn't fighting for slavery. They were fighting because the Yankees were in the fields. Sherman was burning Atlanta. That was it, you know? Just the same reason that people are fighting today over, you know. But anyway.
Well, we were fighting for the Constitution, too, Stephen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back then, I mean the original Constitution, where we didn't have Supreme Court, where the states had the right to overrule Supreme Courts.
They were like separate states, were like almost like separate nations. Yes. It was the way it was intended.
Right.
I agree. I completely agree. If we could only, and we may be going back to that. It may to the point that things actually start to disintegrate. Then. More autonomy for different states. I think.
Well, there's some movements.
Mm-hmm.
There's some movements that are wanting to go back to Jeffersonian principles and stuff. But you know, I don't know much about them. But they're wanting to go back to where other states have more power. And there's some movements headed in that direction. I hope they get through. I hope it gets through. Anyway. God bless y'all, and I just thank you for, I don't want to take up all the whole time on here, but I just wanted to thank y'all for the show, and you're doing good. I like that, those websites, I'll look them up. Thank you very much.
Well, yeah, thanks, Charlie. Let me mention one other YouTube channel. This is a guy named Regis Trembley who does some pretty interesting interviews with people. He's had Scott Ritter and people on. I think that's where I first saw what was his name, Bradley from the Texas Bradley. And so that you might enjoy that one too if
Brentley.
You're not familiar with him.
I believe it's Russell Brentley. Yeah. Okay. That Regis guy, I have seen him, but I couldn't remember his name, so I'm glad you brought him up, so now I can look him back up again. All right.
Thanks very much.
Thanks
for the
a
call,
lot, guys.
Charlie.
Thank you, sir. Always Bye-bye. Appreciate your call. All right. Yeah. Well, what else did I want to get to with the time left? India. The Supreme Court in India has just banned forced vaccinations, stating it violates Section 21 of their constitution, constitution in India, that protects individuals' bodily integrity and personal autonomy. Wow, they're more on top of this than we are, Stephen, in India.
Yeah, they have a constitution that actually protects bodily integrity and personal autonomy.
I mean, when you look at how much, you know, with the caste system, which we understand in a new light, really, due to Mr. Bhandari, among others, but nonetheless, with the huge amount of poverty there, you know, all they have left is their body when they own nothing. You know, they pretty much are already in Klaus Schwab's utopian dream, and yet, yeah, they can at least get some sort of maintenance ability to maintain their bodily autonomy far more than we've seen here, you know, nothing like that declared so far. And you sent that great article, Stephen. If you want to want to talk about that briefly? You said it's a, let's see, 1,001 athlete cardiac arrests. It's serious. Yes, you said it's a great list. 649 dead after the COVID shot.
Yeah, this is, let's see, where it is this? Let me get the source. It's from goodsciencing.com. That first time I had seen this site today, it says, their banner reads "Real science. Science needs open discussion. Anything else is totalitarian." It boggles my mind that we have a society that would embrace such a ridiculous statement as "trust the science." I mean, we should demand science be done instead of trusting their corporate pronouncements. But that's a whole other, you know, whole other rabbit trail. But this one here, it says cardiac arrests after this. 649 after 1,001 athlete cardiac arrest, serious issues after the shot. It's not definitely not normal for so many, mainly young athletes, to suffer from cardiac arrest or to die while playing their sport. But this year it's happening. Many of these heart issues and deaths come shortly after they got a COVID, they say, vaccine shot. While it is possible this can happen to people who did not get a COVID shot, the sheer numbers clearly point to the only obvious cause. The so-called health professionals running the COVID vaccine programs around the world keep repeating the COVID vaccine is a normal vaccine and it is safe and effective. Yeah, I just keep saying that like it's some kind of mantra. And this article goes on to list the athletes themselves and just this graph to show you how it has spiked. The normal rate would have been 66 deaths a year, but in this year, 2022, there were 86 reported in January alone so far. So they already beat the normal by 20. So this is definitely spiking a lot. And it's just not, you don't see this happening, but it's being completely ignored by most of the media. And as I go on down, then it lists the names. Neil Campbell, a 45, a professional footballer for Barrow and several clubs. He was unexpectedly taken ill and died right. Suddenly. Yeah, you know, it goes on the list a lot of the athletes themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Richard.
Well, yeah, no, people should then check that source out too at, let's see, goodsciencing.com.
The title was 1,001 Athlete Cardiac Arrests, Serious Issues, 649 Dead After COVID Shot.
All right, we have another caller to get to here. Tony in Pennsylvania. Welcome, Tony. What's on your mind? Good afternoon, Tony. Are you there?
Tony? Tony must
be Tony on in either. Pennsylvania going once.
Hello, Tony.
Going twice. Okay. All right, well, maybe Tony dropped. We'll see if he calls back or gets his connection reestablished there. So you were mentioning that other article, Stephen. You've been flagged as a threat. Predictive AI technology puts a target on your back. And just this whole premise now, it's getting like Minority Report with AI at the helm of who's a thought criminal and who's not. You know, you don't even have humans double-checking enough anymore, and you could be flagged and never get... Or make it at least very difficult to get that off your record, especially if they get their way with the digital ID.
Mm-hmm. Just social credit score, environmental governance and health, was it? Or social governance and environment. Yeah, just tyranny. That's what it is. Watching everywhere you go, everything you do. And if you don't conform to them, being punished right away. Or perhaps rewarded if you do, maybe. Maybe there's the carrot and the stick in this system as well. You know, all good prisons operate that way, I suppose.
It was ESG, right? So environmental.
Societal or social and governance. Yeah. I guess health was implied by the fact that you had the digital ID and the vaccination, quote unquote, passport to start with for this score to be carried around on. But yeah. It's all one encompassing system, a prison without bars.
Yeah, that's what they're creating here, to be sure. And so, you know, we have the Bill Gates book out there. There's a gentleman who read the Gates book, so you don't have to. Oh, it was that Corbett, actually. The Corbett Report covered it. And let's see, it's called "How Bill Gates, How to Prevent the Next Pandemic."
And, you know, you have to hear that squealy voice when you read it, though, because if you don't do that, you're not going to really absorb the material, Stephen.
All right, Bill, look, you know, he just was such a, yeah, he's as annoying in his day as this information czar with the singing yada yada is now. It's just the nerd with the money who came around and took advantage of everybody and stabbed them in the back. And it's just the same mode that's been going on for centuries when you look at the real history of what was going on up in the Southwest as he created, quote unquote, Microsoft. And
hey, it looks like we got.
Go ahead.
I mean, he was more an investor and taking other people's ideas, born into money. Let's skip the break, Julie, if we could. We have Tony in Pennsylvania back on the line. Hello, Tony. Hey, good afternoon. What's on your mind?
Sorry, fellas, I lost the last connection. But I look at all these problems that we're currently having in the economy, in the war, with the vaccinations, as a corrupt society. But other than that, they have to keep the stock market going through, I look at it, the corrupt way of doing things. So they do it through the vaccinations, pharmaceutical, war, the military-industrial complex, and, you know, what other things they can use. For example, they're not going to end this pharmaceutical thing. They're just going to find some other thing to inject us with. They want to keep that market going. As for the war, we know Milley wants to keep the war going, too. He says we can keep that war going as long as we can supply him with armaments. And so it just seems it's all about the markets. And that's how we keep our markets up nowadays. It's through the big pharma, also the tech. But tech is mostly, it's like advertising through the spoken word, you know, all those other institutions that are coming up through tech. But that's how I feel it is. It's all about keeping the market up, because if the market were to fall, all the 401k plans would go, all the IRA would go, all the Social Security would go. And that's just my opinion. What do you think?
Stephen, I'd like to hear from you.
I think you're right. In the sense, but what about all this money printing that they're using to prop it up with? Eventually, it's going to pop. There's no way it could. It's unsustainable. I mean, it's just, it keeps swelling and swelling, and the currency becomes more and more worthless. At some point, it's just completely worthless. All fiats reset to zero is the way it would work. Do you see that happening? I mean, I know they want to maintain control and illusion of markets with the war and keep spending more and more money, but it's just more than anything else, instead of keeping the economy going, it's an excuse to borrow more or print more, it seems, even more so than to try to keep things going, because they're doing the opposite on other levels as far as keeping things going, trying to hamper everything.
Right, you're right, because the deficits are huge, over $30 trillion. Unfunded liabilities, probably $160 trillion. That's all in the back of their mind, but they think they can keep it going through media propaganda, through war now. They don't want that war to end. They want to keep it going, keep their profits up in the armament industry. You know, Biden went to his buddies in the armament industry and promised them, you're going to make a lot of weapons for us. You're going to make it, in other words, you're going to make that market boom. But the big problem they do have now, truly, is Russia united with China and India and going towards a more gold back currency, stuff like that. And I think that's the fear they have more than anything else. They want to maybe try to bankrupt Russia, but it's going to be hard because China's going to support them, and so is India. So, yeah, eventually this paper currency is going to implode, no doubt about it.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with you completely. And this the looks like there's a complete shift of power going towards Eurasia too. To not in general, including just the currency, is going to be backed up there. They linked it with gold, the ruble with gold the other day, and then eventually a basket of currencies will become the world reserve, and the fiat petrodollar will just be, you know, nothing. Candy wrappers is what they called it, the Russian. Press or a Russian spokesman said to the press that our money was no more than candy wrappers now. And you look at the effect that it had on the ruble. These sanctions at first, you know, it tanked the ruble, and then it came back stronger than before the invasion even started. Yet people forget about the anti-fragile effects that are built into to economies where some things gain from disorder. And it reminds me of how people back before the first Gulf War, we're all betting on the price of oil to go to scoot through the roof. But once the fighting started, it tanked because it showed that the oil supply would be protected and insured, and there'd be plenty of it. And they just completely lost everything they had bet on. I remember that from I guess 91, whenever that was in Kuwait. And a lot of people today are wedded to linear thinking when, you know, history is chaotic and nonlinear. We have to remember that.
Right. The biggest thing, too, is we have incompetent leadership in the West, in the United States and the European Union. They're all basically banker-controlled. The interest is fiscal for them, financial, and not actually for their people as a whole, for their welfare. And that's what's going to be the problem. If they know they can't go against Russia, I do believe this, but if they would try, Europe would be the first place to suffer terribly. And then later on, you know, the war would expand, but they're in a big fix now. People don't understand that our nation is in a big fix. And the only thing could help us is God Almighty. That's the only force that could help us now.
I'm afraid you're right. Do you think that NATO countries and Ukraine will attack the Russians in Transnistria? They've already had some drone attacks against their television towers and things like that, and a few unexplained explosions. But do you think they really will roll in and start hitting them with artillery and stuff?
Well, gentlemen, you know who's running the show. It's really our incompetent leadership in the United States. Mm-hmm. And the Russians have the turf. I mean, that they're they have a huge country, and backing them up is China, and in the background is India. And they're not going to waste Russia without big time war. I don't think they want that, but I think they know that they're in big trouble.
Let's not forget Iran in the background.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
more significant than India.
Yeah, absolutely. I forgot Iran. You're absolutely right. Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Great call.
Thank you.
And Stephen, great insight from you as always, sir.
Thanks, Richard. I really enjoyed it. RBN listeners, happy hump day. And watch out if you're a thought criminal. They know.
Well, please support the network, folks. Keep all this free speech alive at RBN. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. best. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.